76 degrees in the city, and time to get an update on our local news once again with Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. The Hoosier Environmental Council will host a free online workshop tomorrow to connect businesses with ideas and technologies that will drive down energy costs. Executive Director Jesse Carbonda says if the state does not reduce its dependence on coal, prices will continue to rise.
And obviously, coal is a very carbon-intensive electricity source, and that means that there will be even more price pressure on coal. So it's in Indiana's economic interest to diversify as quickly as possible in order to retain businesses in our state.
Carbonda says if Indiana commits to cleaner sources of energy, it could mean new job opportunities, and he believes the state has the resources to be a leader in this type of technology. Tomorrow's workshop is from noon till 1 at the Hoosier Environmental Council's website. The public is getting its first looks at the Indianapolis Greenway's master plan. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports there are two more presentations tonight and tomorrow night.
The master plan is ambitious, focusing on a full-circle concept. The Indy Greenways has a vision of connecting the city's existing trails, identifying problems, and developing 9 new major pathways. Ron Taylor is a consultant helping the city design the plan. He says the project starts by looking at where the system exists today.
And it's predominantly in Washington and Center Township. So we needed to look at ways that we were providing service areas and access to those ring townships that didn't have that same accessibility.
The idea is to connect the 4 flagship parks in the county, creating a shared-use multimodal path that circles the city. Pete Benheck, attending Tuesday night's meeting at the Westside Municipal Gardens, would like to see more linking routes to use for exercise.
Counterproductive to put your bikes in your car and go to where a place you can go to ride. That defeats the purpose in my mind.
The full build-out of the system is a long-term process, but planners believe much of it could be in place within the next 10 years. Funding for the concept will have to come from a number of sources, including local, state, federal, and private. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Area parks are increasingly adapting to meet the needs of people with disabilities. Brooke Taflinger with the Carmel Clay Park System says they've worked to meet and sometimes exceed the federally mandated standard that's part of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Our most recent park is Founders Park, and that is a 100% accessible playground. And just the fact that individuals with disabilities are able to access those and be able to play just like all of the other children.
The park at 116th and Hazel Dell features smooth surfaces and ramps for wheelchairs, swings for kids with special needs, and activities for sight and hearing impaired children. Last year's severe drought did not slow the pace of rising farmland values in Indiana. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana Business.
Purdue University agricultural experts say Indiana farmland values continue to increase. A new report from the school suggests rising corn and soybean prices helped push values upward by approximately 15% to 19%. The study says high net farm income, low interest rates, and high farmland demand with limited supply combined to push the state's land values upward. A northern Indiana community has set aside some money in the hopes of future gains. Reporter Andy Ober explains.
The Plymouth City Council has approved setting aside $1.2 million for future projects. Mayor Mark Center says the move will strengthen the city's 2014 Stellar Communities bid and allow it to unlock further possibilities for the region. The Stellar Communities program is designed to provide an economic boost for smaller communities that show an ability to complete impactful projects within a 3-year time frame. The program seems to be working in other communities. Princeton, which won the designation in 2012, is moving forward with $22 million in Stellar Community efforts and says they are exceeding expectations. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Muncie-based Veralia North America will be among a group of businesses going before the state's Environmental Quality Service Council this morning. The company plans to propose a recyclable container deposit program it says could bring the state tens of millions of dollars a year. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a 2-year MBA and a 9-month graduate certificate. Offered 1 weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
This is Gary Dick. Each week, Inside Indiana Business Television brings you the people and the policies that shape the Indiana economy. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Be connected with the full hour of Inside Indiana Business, Friday evenings at 7:30 on WFYI 1.
An Indiana auto plant marks a major milestone today. Subaru of Indiana Automotive in Lafayette will hold a ceremony for the production of its 4 millionth vehicle. The plant employs more than 3,600 in Tippecanoe County. A Ball State University report suggests the state's 2010 inflation-adjusted wage average was the same as the national level in 1996. That ranks Indiana 40th in the nation for 2010 per capita income. Center for Business and Economic Research Director Mike Hicks says some sectors are not lagging in wages.
Life sciences, advanced manufacturing, emerging media type jobs, those jobs that have long been of interest to state policymakers, we do very well in those. And we attract a lot of people. The problem is they only live in a few communities.
Hicks says the two main reasons for the overall income gap are low educational attainment levels and too few communities with the amenities desired by educated professionals. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather mostly sunny today through Friday. Today's high 93, highs tomorrow and Friday 90. For the Labor Day weekend, a mix of sun and clouds with isolated showers and storms. Highs Saturday and Sunday 90, Monday's high about 86. Right now, partly sunny and 76 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alsett.
All right, Sharon, thank you very much. It's coming up on 8:38 now at 90.1. The Colts will practice one more time today before they head down to Cincinnati. Preseason finale tomorrow night.